TheBuddhistHome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is January 18, 2012. This is episode 33 of the To Do List Home podcast, Physics of the Impossible Book Review, coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers, recorded on A Decade of Hits, 1969 to 1979, from 1991. Have a listen at the link that can be found in the show notes. Subscribe to the todolisthome.com podcast. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes in podcasts. Watch the to-do list videos on our YouTube channel, Tokyo73, and be our friend on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Links to all these sites can be found at the todolisthome.com website. We hope you'll share your to-do list ideas with us. You'll also find useful files that you can download on the menu bar of the todolisthome.com website. Feel free to view and use the files for your to-do list. I have said throughout my life, if you want to know how to do something, there's a book out there waiting for you to read. Today, I wish to introduce you to Physics of the Impossible by Dr. Michio Kaku. On the front cover of this book, you will find a spaceship trying to leave a black hole. Albert Einstein once said that if at first an idea does not sound absurd, then there's no hope for it. This quote begins the journey that Dr. Kaku takes you on in order to probe the impossibilities and limits of the known laws of physics. Each and every day, all of us are confronted with fears and convictions that determine how we react to the world around us. In addition, we are bombarded with the fears and convictions of others as they try to influence the reactions we take to the things that life brings us. Of all the BS we have to put up with every day, the most common and limiting BS that we give ourselves and that others give us is, "You can't do that. It's impossible." If you read Physics of the Impossible, you may just stop thinking about limits and begin to grow to your full potential. Too often I've been told I can't do something, or I've told myself that. However, thank goodness for my Western Pennsylvanian stubbornness and the United States Army. If it wasn't for those two things, I would never have traveled the world and experienced what it means to push the limits. I learned the hard way that if there was something I wanted to do in life and it didn't violate the known laws of physics, then it was absolutely possible. Physics of the Impossible reassured that line of thinking and took it to a new level. One of the important things I learned from Physics of the Impossible is that there are three types of civilizations. Type 1, which can harness the energy of an entire planet. Type 2, which can harness the energy of an entire sun. And type 3, which can harness the energy of an entire galaxy. I learned that our world has not yet achieved type 1 civilization. We're barely surviving as we balance between destroying the Earth and making the best of its resources. There are a lot of possibilities for humankind if we can make it past being a type 1 civilization. But that could still take 1,000 years or more. The most interesting thing I learned from Physics of the Impossible was that precognition, or the ability to predict the future, is impossible. In fact, if it ever became possible to predict the future, then the known laws of physics would have to be rewritten because such an act would violate causality, or better known as the laws of cause and effect. What I think is really good about this book is that after you read it, you will have knowledge that whatever you want in life is possible as long as it doesn't violate the known laws of physics. The manner in which Dr. Kaku explains the possibility of invisibility and teleportation and the impossibility of perpetual motion machines is calm, logical, and thought-provoking. Physics of the impossible will not only prove that what you want out of life is possible, but it will also encourage you to start making plans. At the same time, you'll be well prepared to excel in discussions about the possibilities and impossibilities of the variety of inventions found on Star Trek and their likelihood of being possible in humankind's future. This book is for anyone who believes too readily in impossibilities. It's also for anyone who challenges themselves when they are told by others that something is impossible. This book is for people who are stuck in their belief systems and never venture from the edge of safety. Anyone who helps other people in any profession would find this book useful for providing encouragement. This book is available for $9 and would make a great gift for fans of science fiction, scientists young and old, and anyone interested in humankind's possible futures. A link to the book can be found in the show notes and book list at todolisthome.com. We hope you'll visit us on the web. Thank you for watching and listening. Now go and do something that somebody else told you was impossible.